Good morning, and joining us right now is Ken Cuccinelli. He's with the Senate Conservatives Fund. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good to be with you guys again.
So glad to have you. I wanted to talk about the administration is really in a big tax reform push right now, really trying to get the word out to the American people about tax reform. But they have to do this budget resolution first. And we've got Rand Paul and Lindsey Graham fighting over defense spending levels in this budget resolution, with Rand Paul saying, you know what, unless we stay within our means, we can't go, we have to have cuts before we can spend more. He could scuttle this whole thing. Where do you think they're going to go with this if we've got this standoff between the two sides?
Well, certainly, given that we're 2 months out from the deadline on it, I think you can fully expect to see discussion go on. Rand Paul is one of the few people trying to hold some discipline to spending. I mean, look, let's remember, we're bankrupt. We're spending 40 cents more than every dollar we take in. So it is important that there be people on Capitol Hill that remind the rest of them that, you know, yes, we want to defend ourselves today, but we want our children to be able to defend themselves 20 years from now as well. And that's really what's at risk with overspending like we are. So I appreciate the fact that a Republican, a lot of them say, hey, we got to cut spending, doesn't take defense off the table. Now, I'm a whole Senate Conservatives Fund. Our membership wants a strong military and so forth, but we understand it's built on a solid economic foundation and responsible budgeting. And so I appreciate the fact that Rand Paul's carrying that banner. I fully expect that over the course of the next couple of months, you'll see some give and take on that, and I hope we'll get to more reasonable levels of spending, and that the whole notion of trying to work our way toward a balanced budget will begin to take hold. There hasn't been a whole lot of that over the last few years.
Ken, you and other conservatives last week called for Mitch McConnell's ouster as majority leader. I wonder what you were thinking this week when you saw McConnell step out into the Rose Garden with the president, and the two of them act so cordial towards one another, and it seemed like the president's pretty happy with McConnell right now. What do you think?
Well, look, the president does act that way when people are with him. But look, if tax cuts don't happen, you know, by the end of the year, and as you noted, they've also got a budget they've got to do, it is not beyond the realm of possibility that we could get to January 20th, 2019, 1 year into the Trump administration, without repealing Obamacare, without tax cuts being put in place, and without any significant movement on building the wall on the southern border. So that would be astonishing. I mean, we talk about the first 100 days. I mean, the Senate has barely worked 100 days so far in 2017. I mean, we're around the 290th day of the year. They've worked maybe 115 days. I mean, that is not working to the average American, and that the results show it.
If McConnell
There's
can get if
significant getting through.
Ken Cuccinelli, if McConnell can get those 50 votes this week to get the budget resolution passed, which becomes the vehicle for this tax reform, and actually get tax reform through, does that begin to change your opinion of Mitch McConnell, or are you still satisfied that it's time for him to go?
Well, no, look, this is not a 2017 problem with Mitch McConnell. 2017 has made it more obvious because Mitch McConnell has told us, oh, you know, just give us the Senate, just give us the House, just give us the presidency, and we'll do all these things we promised and that I have fought for the last number of years under President Obama. Well, now all those conditions are met, and he's not performing. I mean, they haven't even approved judges. They've approved six judges not named Gorsuch. And there are 50 awaiting approval. And when you add it, and this really gets to the heart of your question, when you add that to Mitch McConnell's year in and year out attacks on his own base, on conservatives in particular, you need look no farther than Alabama last month. It's been going on forever. The reason Lisa Murkowski is there is because Mitch McConnell supported her against a Republican nominee in 2010, Joe Miller. The reason they didn't have 50 votes on some of these items is because Mitch McConnell in 2016 did not support African-American Air Force veteran, outstanding Senate candidate in Colorado, Darrell Glenn, simply because he was conservative. And here's one for you. Have you ever seen Mitch McConnell fight a Democrat over anything as hard as he's fought conservatives over the years? The answer to that is no. He views conservatives as his enemies, and he views retaining his own power, not achieving Republican campaign promises, as his goal. And that alone is worth ousting him for, and it's long overdue.
Okay, but does that solve any of the Republicans' problems? Does that bring them together? Because I don't think it does, because then you've got the Rand Paul wing of the party.
It does start to bring them together. When you think about the base itself, look, Mitch McConnell has a 9% approval rating. The Democrats can now use him in elections against our candidates the same way we use Nancy Pelosi against them. And you're seeing it happen. Claire McCaskill is doing it in Missouri against Josh Hawley in that U.S. Senate race. Mm-hmm. And Mitch McConnell has become an albatross. He actually hurts the team. And when his fellow senator from Kentucky in 2009, then Senator Jim Bunning, was in a similar position, but only at the state level, Mitch McConnell went to him and said, look, for the sake of the team, you need to step aside. Well, Mitch McConnell needs to take Mitch McConnell's own advice. He is hurting the team, and he needs to step aside, Ken, or be ousted.
Ken, I wonder what you make of his response. So, Steve Bannon also joins you in calling for his ouster. And his reaction this week was, well, hey, look, Christine O'Donnell in Delaware, Sharon Angle in Nevada, Todd Akin in Missouri, Richard Murdoch in Indiana. These were all guys that kind of insurgent candidates who ended up being losers for the Republican Party. That's his response to this. How do you see that?
Well, first of all, not all of them were supported in their primaries by conservatives. I look at Todd Akin in particular. Christine O'Donnell was in Delaware, folks. Delaware. So what he didn't list is all of the mushy moderates we were told were more electable that then went on to lose. And he supports one of those after another. Darrell Glenn in 2016 defeated Mitch McConnell's candidate, who absolutely publicly collapsed. And by that I mean in interviews on television, this guy was imploding. He was a dead man walking. And Darrell beat him and several self-funding millionaires at the same time because he had strong grassroots support. And while Mitch McConnell put $25 million into Nevada, the only other winnable state by Republicans in 2016, they put zero into Colorado, the second winnable state by a Republican. Both candidates lost by 3 points. So when Mitch McConnell says, well, gee, I just don't quite have the votes,
right,
it's because Mitch McConnell doesn't want the votes. And believe it or not, he doesn't want those votes because if they might not support him in the caucus, he will not support them in the general election. We need a Senate leader who will support every Republican nominee once they get the nomination and stop playing in primaries.
Ken Cuccinelli, thank you so much. As always, look forward to chatting with you again soon, sir.
Good to be with you guys.
All right, 850.